Samuel cuts it back. Ohio State wins.
Flashes, champions of the Mid-American Conference.
Little trick play and a throw to Baker Mayfield to tie the game. Buried, grab by Leonard. Throw to first. Unbelievable.
Chubb will take this all the way. 92 yards.
And the Ohio State Buckeyes are the first national champions of the playoff era.
The Indians have won the American League pennant.
It's over. It's over. Cleveland is a city of champions once again. The Cavaliers are NBA champions.
I accepted it.
Gladiator. 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 Fit to fight with the gods. I'm the giant slayer. Bone shaker. Dominator. Freight train wrecking ball. I'm the gladiator.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Pass the Mic Sports Talk. I'm your host, Enzo Orlando. Along with me is my co-host for this episode, Jake Mattson.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Yes, it is good to be back. It's been over a week since our last show on Black School Radio. Thanks for the station for everything and stuff. You all know that the whole like sports department, we all kind of just left because of new management change. But hey, everything seems to be going fine. Am I right?
Yeah, everything's golden right now.
It's all golden, everybody's hard. But hey, this is just now pass the mic from here on out. And just came back from Idaho yesterday from the Potato Bowl, which good result for Kent State at all. I mean, they had the lead in halftime, and guess what? They're not a third quarter team. They struggled from behind.
They're not really well built for a defensive battle game.
Nope, yeah, losing 38-52 to Wyoming. Still a good experience. Idaho, pretty cool state, I gotta admit that. I'm surprised the amount of stuff there is to do. It's not just potatoes.
What about cornfields? Is it cornfields?
I didn't see a lot of cornfields. It's cold up there, I'll give you that. It is cold. Yeah. But moving on, we're going to have to get into the Cleveland Browns, and their season seems to be coming to an end with the playoffs after a heartbreaking loss to the Vegas Raiders, 16-14 at the end. Browns had so many guys on the COVID list, including Kevin Stefanski, Baker Mayfield, Case Keenum, Jarvis Landry, and the list goes on and on. But they were able to fight through this.
Performed well. I mean, to be fair, if they made the playoffs, I wouldn't have been overly excited for them to be there. They haven't really inspired much hope that they do well. Nick Mullins did well for himself, despite the fact that he was not expecting to start until like a couple days before the game started. He didn't have the number one option. He barely had a number two option. And then they were all just start off the game. The Raiders were just ready for Nick Chubb because they were like, oh, that's all that's going to happen.
Yeah, and the Raiders were ready for Nick Chubb, and Nick Mullins literally only had one day of practice to get everything. He did the best job he could.
And I think he did fairly well for himself.
He did. He did do well. I can't really complain about his performance, but you know they were so close. I mean, Chase McLaughlin, he had a missed field goal earlier in the game too that really kind of hurt us and kind of really determined the outcome of the game. And I think towards the end on that third down, I think they might have just well thrown it or something.
I think Nick Mullins has been in the league a decent enough time that he would know.
Same amount of time as Baker.
He could take the sack rather than just throw an errant pass at that point. So it would have been smart instead of running the same play over and over and over again.
Yeah, and that really hurt the Browns big time. And now looking at how that game ended, you know, on a field goal, stadium went dead silent. And you're looking forward to now going up against the now NFC North champions, Green Bay Packers, and Aaron Rodgers, Devontae Adams, Aaron Jones.
He's still a bad man.
Just a bad man. It's happening on Christmas Day, too, and it's just, you know, they needed to not lose two games, and this Raiders one would have been a winnable game if we were 100% healthy, but it didn't really look like it. And
I mean, even if you had Case Keenum, that would have been so much easier. It would have been an easier win. Because no offense to Mullins, but he doesn't have the time with everyone else that Keenum at least had.
Yes, you're right. And he would have, I don't know what would have been with Baker or anything, but he looked much better in that game with the Ravens. Going ahead to the Packers game, I just have a bad feeling about this one. Like, Aaron Rodgers is going to literally destroy us on Christmas Day, and
it's yeah,
not going to make my holidays fun.
No, I mean, and they have to win still if they want to shut the number one seed, so they're just still going to try. Because like, you only get only the first team gets a bye now.
Yeah, we don't know which Browns player is coming back off the COVID reserve. Hopefully Baker comes back. Hopefully Jarvis comes back. Hopefully some key players like Jedrick come back. And Jadeveon Clowney, so many in the game. And also I heard Kareem Hunt and Troy Hill are not going to be activated either.
They didn't really use Johnson very much, which it surprised me, because in the two games he started, he rushed for over 100 yards. First game team, sure, it was against the Broncos, who are very hit or miss this season. But the second one was against the Patriots. He was the only bright side of that whole game.
Yeah, you're completely right. And it's kind of been weird ever since, like, Hunt started the comeback. And, like, even when we had Chubb back, you thought you'd be using Johnson as just a good second running back. And they really putting too much on Chubb. I mean, he's been kind of banged up this season, too. He was on the COVID list earlier, too. And the Browns just really, you know, have not lived up to expectations. I know many fans had Super Bowl. I mean, majority of us just said, like me, if you make the playoffs last year, your expectations to get back there the following season, and they really failed to live up to that this time.
I mean, to be fair, they're not out of it yet. Even with another loss, this division that they're in, they're, what, one win out of first place, I think? So it's not out of the realm of possibility.
The whole the AFC North is it's just so strange. Bengals and Ravens are tied. The Steelers are only ahead of the Browns because they tied the Lions.
Yeah.
And the Browns are just at 500. And it's very strange. It's very up there to win this division. It's literally just a crappy division in general.
It really is, because like, if you look at it on paper, it's like, oh, wow, this division must be good. They all have – almost all of them have winning records. But then if you truly look into it, most of their wins aren't too impressive, and they've all been struggling as of late. I think the highest team right now is Pittsburgh, and that's saying something.
That is saying something. Steelers really have negative a season.
The Steelers and the Bengals both have a one-game winning streak. Baltimore's lost three in a row. The Browns have lost one in a row. So there you go.
Yes. And so now let's just get into the rest of the league, recapping week 15, the Chiefs and the Chargers game Thursday night, which was like almost a week ago. Oh, what a game that was.
Yeah.
Big shootout between Mahomes and Justin Herbert. And coming away with the win was with Travis Kelce in overtime.
He was a savior for my fantasy this week.
He was a savior for mine, too. They literally put up a good show. I have a feeling that the Chiefs and Chargers are going to be like great matchups in the future.
But the thing is, I don't know how true it is. I saw it briefly last night, but apparently him, Hill, and a bunch of players from the Chiefs are on the COVID list now.
I saw Tyreek Hill did get on the COVID list.
I saw Travis Kelce's on that list, too.
I think he got in it absolutely against the Chargers.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know when, because I was watching the game last night, and they announced that when they're talking about the Steelers playing the Chiefs next week, and they're showing who's on the COVID list for the Chiefs, and Travis Kelce's name was on the top of that list.
Yeah. Then moving on to Saturday, it was supposed to be two games, but the Browns Raiders got moved to Monday. This game, the Patriots lose to the Colts 27-17. A lot of people expecting New England to win this one, but they didn't really shut out, as Jonathan Taylor pretty much ran over the Patriots, having 29 carries or 170 yards and a touchdown. I mean, just what a performance from them.
Yeah. I mean, it's good for the Colts. They're finding a stepping. It took them a little bit, but they found it. And they're really close to beating the Titans for the division. They're only a game behind them right now.
I mean, yeah, so many people thought the Colts were going to be average this year, but towards the end of the season, they have been looking much better. They are playing well. Carson Wentz seems to be comfortable in Frank Vogel's system. And I'm feeling like, you know, the Colts can be a good playoff threat.
Yeah. I mean, I would say it's looking like they can make the playoffs, but literally the only team that's made it so far is Green Bay, so everything is still wide open.
Yep, you're absolutely right. As we're moving now on to Sunday's game, starting out with the Panthers, the Bills, and the Bills literally just dominated 31-14. The Panthers seem to have a quarterback issue. And Newton coming back thing and didn't really work out. Josh Allen literally just railed them over, passing for 210 yards and 3 touchdowns. And the Bills just needed this win just to stay alive to win the AFC East.
Yeah, this is almost like a get-right game for Buffalo because they haven't been playing up to expectations these past few weeks. So this is kind of looking like hopefully a return to form for them.
Yes. Moving on to this was a surprising upset. The Arizona Cardinals losing to the Detroit Lions 30-12. Did anyone...
I said this on your show as I expect the Lions to win.
Wait, but were you saying that as jokingly or...
I mean, I literally took them, but I said it as a joke.
So you said it as a joke.
And I was right.
And you were right. That's ironic. That is ironic at all. Yeah. I mean, Kyler Murray having a not-so-good game.
To the beginning of the year, he was halfway through the season, he was the MVP, favorite, front-runner, everything. He got injured, and now that they're back, he's back. It's not looking good. They're really close to losing their division at this point, losing the division to the Rams at this point, because they have the same record.
Yeah, no one thought that. I mean, and the Cardinals saw this game, it's like, oh, this is going to be an easy game. But whatever energy Dan Campbell puts in that locker room really motivated these players to go out and fight, and putting up the biggest upset in, I would say, the whole NFL season.
I saw something earlier. So the Lions have had a bunch of hit-or-miss games that could have gone either way. And if you flipped all of them right now, they would be 8-6 and fighting for the playoffs right now. Like that. So give Dan Campbell his credit, because like not only is he really getting this team motivated, but he has a team with almost no star players besides probably DeAndre Swift, and he's making a very terrifying team that could have easily won a lot of games this year, but just got unlucky.
Oh yeah, they were unlucky in a lot of teams. Coming close against the Ravens and the Bears. I mean, they could have been about 500 or less team, actually.
There's the Vikings the first time. They lost due to the last second field goal. Like, right there, we just named off three different wins. They'd be 5-whatever right now, and that's saying a lot.
Yes, it is. Moving on to next game, an AFC East matchup between the Jets and the Dolphins. Dolphins coming out to win 31-24. A very tight matchup between these two. The Jets still playing, you know, competitive in these final season, even though they are eliminated from the playoffs. But the Dolphins just have been on this hot streak ending the season. It's just something that this team does.
Yeah. It might seem, though, it's a little too late for the Dolphins, though, because it's a very tall task for them to get to the playoffs at this point. And this all just might be for naught. And it's going to be a lot like last year, where they're going to be on the outside looking in with just a worse draft position. Actually, I think they got a pretty decent one due to a trade with, I think it was Seattle. But still.
I mean, yeah, they're on a 6-game winning streak, and if you just look at their schedule coming up, I mean, Saints have been kind of iffy all year.
I mean, I will get to what they just did, but...
Yeah. The Titans, you know, without Derrick Henry, have kind of struggled. And their last game against the Patriots, which I think the Patriots would probably, you know, have playoff spot right there, so... Who
they
knows?
Might not,
the streak
who knows?
To an end before... They're not going to win out this whole season, I don't think so.
Well, hypothetically, let's say they do win out. Currently, I'm trying to see it looks like, so Los Angeles, Indianapolis, Baltimore, and Buffalo would all have to lose out. None of them can win one game. Maybe two. If they lose one game, they are pretty much out of playoff contention at this point.
Okay.
Because they're in the same spot as the Browns.
Yeah, they pretty much are, but just they're going so much
so much nicer. Yeah,
than the Browns are. Moving on to next game, I think we'll get through this one quick. Cowboys beating the Giants 21-6. I mean, they pretty much have this division, the Cowboys. I mean, maybe the Eagles or Washington can make it, but who knows? The Giants, if they're just a mess, put it that way.
Yeah. Well, they finally benched, what's his name?
Daniel Jones.
No, he's out for the year, though.
Okay.
Yeah. What was his name? I forget his name. He is a nut. Where is it? I don't remember his name. It's the quarterback. I can't remember who played.
Mike Glennon?
Yeah, they benched him for Jake Fromm, and he did halfway decent.
Former Bulldog, yeah, and 82 yards, and had no touchdowns. And Mike Glennon had 3 interceptions in that game.
Yeah. Not much there for the Giants.
No, not really.
I mean, and like you said, Joe Judge coming back next year.
That's a surprising move. I did not think so.
Yeah.
They're making some bad. Their front office is kind of a mess. Moving on to the next game. Titans losing to the Steelers 13-19. The Steelers still fighting a way to make the playoffs. Hey, like we said earlier, this is the division where it's up to only if 4 teams can win it or make the playoffs pretty much. I mean, the Steelers weren't playing that well to start out the game as the Titans were up 13-3 at halftime, but the Steelers rallied up together and were able to put up some points and were able to win the game at the end.
And I think I saw something. When it's up to the when the Titans lose, they always beat themselves. It's always when they lose the turnover battle. And I think they lost this one like 3-0 turnover wise. And it's like, I don't remember the overall one, but I remember it's shockingly how bad when they lose, it's either the quarterback or the running back. Everybody just fumbles the ball, and it's shocking how bad it gets.
Yeah, Titans just really have had those issues. They do beat themselves a lot. I mean, this game was a winnable game for them against a not-so-good Steelers team at all, really.
Yeah.
They just kind of let them come back. Moving on to the next game, we got the Texans beating the Jaguars 30-16 between the two of the worst teams in the NFL. Both of these teams are eliminated from the playoffs, but this was Jacksonville's first game without head coach Urban Meyer. And I got to tell you something, looking at Trevor Lawrence's stat, he seems to be doing much better without him. He had 210 yards passing, but no touchdowns or interceptions at all. So that could be some kind of improvement. James Robinson getting more carries too, which he wanted since he didn't like Meyer, for 75 yards, 1 touchdown. What do you say about that? The Jaguars looking a little bit better without Urban Meyer.
Is it the fact that they're not with Urban Meyer, or is it the fact they just played the Houston Texans? Who, I mean, yeah, he did fairly well for himself, and same thing with Robinson. He got the carries that he wanted, but at the end of the day, they still lost to the Houston Texans, and this was a Houston Texans team that started Davis Mills, who they're in tanking mode, and they still lost. Because they're not playing. They gave up 209 yards and 2 touchdowns with an interception to Davis Mills. Rex Burkhead. Never mind. Rushing, they didn't do much for that. But Brandon Cooks got 102 yards on them. Like, that's shockingly bad for this defense. And then, I don't know. It's just, you got to give it another week. You got to see how they face when they face an actual team that they could. That could easily manhandle them. It's like, next week they play. What do they play? Okay, never mind. They play the Jets. So,
yeah, crappy schedules for the Jets. But I'm just saying, just with their culture and everything, and just, you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
Look forward to the future. I mean, they are going to have to look for a head coach.
Not very shocking there. I know I've seen a couple people tagged him with the old Eagles coach Doug Peterson. I've seen a couple other ones as well. I feel like getting Doug would be a decent step up. Well, definitely a step up from the old head coach.
He's won a Super Bowl too, so.
Yeah, and I know he just kind of apparently he just lost the locker room after in Philadelphia apparently or something.
Yeah, but, you can put our good friend Brandon Lewis on that story about Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
Ending with the Eagles and Carson Wentz favoritism and all that. But moving on to the next game, Bengals beating the Broncos on the road, 15-10, a must win for the Bengals to just have that division locked up. And yeah. I mean, Broncos have just been surprising people. They had that blowout win against the Lions last week, but it was the Lions, and now going into the Bengals. I mean, I really just – I don't see the Broncos really as a playoff team. They're just like –
I mean,
they don't back, and that's what just bugs people.
I could have seen it, but after the scary injury to Teddy Bridgewater, who is not going to be back next week either, they've already announced that. I don't see much happening for the Broncos, unfortunately, because I don't have much faith in Drew Lock.
No, I don't think a lot of people do really with Drew Lock. I mean, who would say it? Burrow really did not pass that much in this game, and seems like he didn't really do a lot, but it's just, you know, playing in that Denver environment's never easy, and, you know, they just have to do what they can to pull with it that win.
Yeah. Well, fun fact, though, Denver is now 0-4 against the AFC North this season, so that's another – that's a whole win for every team in the AFC North right there.
All right. Next, getting on to your Atlanta Falcons. Losing to the United States.
This game never happened. I have no idea what you're talking about. This game got postponed.
Let's just move on from that.
Yeah.
Right,
never happened.
This fantastic game between the Packers and the Ravens. Ravens had no Lamar Jackson. The final is 31-30. I don't know how Tyler Huntley was able to make it this close.
I guess,
you know, him and the Harbaugh system must work. I mean, he went 215 yards, two touchdowns. He even led the team in rushing with 73 yards and two touchdowns. I mean, he put this team on his back. I mean, he's showing promise as himself as a quarterback.
And I mean, I think John Harbaugh kind of lost in the game, just like that last time when they played the Steelers. Go for one. You go to overtime. That's fine. You got one of the best kickers in NFL history on your team. If you can at least get one stop, you are golden. Like, you don't have to go very far to get in range for Justin Tucker. And they were stopping the Packers for a while there. The same thing with the Steelers game. So I feel like going for two in those situations was just really – it was aggressive but dumb.
Yes, and it feels like they didn't learn from their mistakes in that loss to the Steelers. And it's just like – it's like repetitive things that the Ravens have been kind of doing this year. Mm-hmm. And looking at the Packers, who they face off against the Browns, I mean, Aaron Rodgers just dominated. And this Ravens team, who's pretty banged up too, they were able to play with the Packers. I'm unsure if the Browns will be able to, just depending on who we get back from COVID.
Well, there's also the fact that, like, remember how when we got Miles back last year, he was hardly the same player. Well, I want to see how everybody who comes back, if they're the same or what's different with them.
You're right. Moving on, Sunday night football that night. Very terrible game to watch. The Saints won that one 9-0. Tom Brady not really having a good performance at all.
He's now 0-4 against the Saints and the regular season. Yeah.
They lost Chris Godwin for the season. That really hurts them. And I think, Leonard Fournette fell in the game.
Yeah. I think he's done for the season, too.
The Saints just have Brady's number in this game.
Well, they also just signed Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, that was reported today. They just signed Le'Veon Bell. I think for the rest of the season, pretty much.
Yeah,
and he's going to retire, actually, I read before, but now he's back with his former Steeler teammate, Antonio Brown.
Two-thirds of the Killer Bees, huh?
I wonder how Steeler fans are feeling about that.
If they win another Super Bowl, oh my.
Oh, man.
They couldn't do it with Pittsburgh, so they go to Tom.
And Brady getting his eighth, and Tony Brown getting his second Super Bowl win, and then Le'Veon Bell on that roster. I would feel salty if I was a Steelers fan.
Yeah. We'll have to ask Gabe how he feels after this.
Yes. Next, Monday Night Football. We already went through the Browns, Raiders, the Vikings, and the Bears. And the Vikings dominating this one 17-9. Kirk Cousins finally showing that he can win in a primetime game. But he was playing the Chicago Bears.
Hey, a win's a win, and that builds confidence.
I mean, that does. It really helps the Vikings a lot with getting a wild card spot in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Bears are just flat out terrible. I mean, Matt Nagy, as much as the Bears fans hate him, he was getting very pissed off during this game. And it's something, you know, the Bears haven't seen from their coach, but it still feels like he should just be fired after
the season. He's going to be gone after the season, yeah. I can see him going down to a college team after this year to try to revamp himself.
Yeah, I see some coaches do that, and maybe college works better with some coaches than the NFL does.
Yeah.
Now we had a Tuesday night football last night, two games. First one, Seahawks and Rams, and the Rams winning that one 20-10. Hey, Matt Stafford, you know, he's looking pretty good. I mean, nice having Cooper Kupp and Odell Beckham as your receivers.
I mean, it stinks that they don't have
More than enough from Beckham. Beckham's still not quite back where he used to be with the Giants. And then the Seahawks are just, they're not the same Seahawks as usual. They might even move on from Pete Carroll.
I could see them moving on because I know if reports are to be believed. Russell Wilson's not happy down in Seattle either anymore.
No,
and you know, it could be a complete roster culture changes down there soon.
It could be. I mean, I don't know where Russell Wilson would really want to go. I heard rumors of Cleveland, maybe, but
I've heard rumors of Las Vegas, which could be interesting because that's a talented team. They just need a good quarterback.
Derek Carr.
No offense to Derek Carr, he's had his one season.
Yes, and then the final game. Washington and the Eagles, as the Eagles won that one 27-17. I mean, you thought looking at this game was tied at halftime, and then Philadelphia took over, but Washington's making a slight of a comeback towards the end, but just wasn't able to finish. They had Garrett Gilbert in at quarterback. Yeah,
because they lost their quarterback too, COVID as well. Yeah, so they got the Browns treatment there.
Yeah, they did. There's some help, right. And somehow the Eagles are able to fall to win, and they're at 7-7. I don't think many people thought the Eagles would be that good.
No, especially with the new head coach, it's kind of shocking. But the new head coaches this year, they've done fairly well for themselves so far.
Yeah, they have.
Besides, you know, Jacksonville and Houston, I think, I'm even going to include Dan Campbell, and I think most of these new head coaches are looking like successes right now. I'd even give Dan Campbell the credit right now.
I think Dan Campbell is just the way he motivates his player. Builds the culture around the team, and you fight for each other. I mean, you see him, he does get emotional during the press conferences. And he shows how much the team means to him, and I think that's why Detroit took him. You know, he's a straight-up football guy, 100%.
I think he's going to learn a little bit more about play calling, and then he could be a really good head coach.
Yeah, I think, you know, with this play calling can get better as he improves, and just, you know, seeing what the Lions can do in the draft too, and in free agency.
Yeah. I think they just lost the first overall pick to, I want to say.
Yeah, with that win against Arizona.
Yeah. I think it's going to Jacksonville now.
Yeah, Jacksonville again, or Houston, or.
Well, Houston's going to have 3 wins. I believe the Jets have 3 wins, so it's. I think right now, as long as the Jaguars don't win another game, they will have the first overall pick, which who knows what happens next week when they face the Jets.
Okay. So moving on to, you know, getting into a little college football ball, but, you know, there's some things with the whole COVID rules and everything, and we just found out today that Texas A&M is not playing football.
And it's terrifying for Atlanta Georgia fans, because we lost a quarterback. A bunch of players have hit COVID, and it's like I'm a little worried we might have to forfeit the game at this point, because I think almost 8 or 9 players are currently in COVID protocols, I believe, if reports are to be believed.
I mean, my best thing is just, you know, keep the players, you know, safe, you know, quarantine, and hopefully they get back negative in time for New Year's Eve in the college football playoffs against Michigan. Yeah. I mean, but this is really a changer. I mean, because right now they can just forfeit games and the bowl game never happens. And, you know, that does involve losing money for ESPN, the bowl games and stuff, because they depend on those revenues from TV viewership, ticket sales, merchandise, all that. And after just being at a ball game, it's just so much an experience, and just so much money goes to it from these ball committees.
Yeah. Let's see. The biggest name is JT Daniels and George Pickens Pickens, sorry, are the biggest ones. And so that's backup quarterback and no. Yeah, backup quarterback and wide receiver are among the UGA players who have been placed in COVID protocol.
Okay. That. Next, we're going to finish off the show with some week 16 NFL pick'em, and then, of course, always drunkie of the week, too. All right, you ready, Jake?
Yeah, let me pull this up. All right.
All right, so Thursday night football is the 49ers at the Titans. 49ers coming off a win over your Falcons. The Titans coming off a loss to the Steelers. Who would you say would get in this one? San Francisco favorite?
It's got to be the San Francisco. Like, no offense to the Titans, but without Derrick Henry and no wide receivers for Ryan Tannehill to throw to, it's not that difficult to beat this team, as the Steelers showed.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with you and go with the 49ers too. Moving on, Christmas Day, there's two games. First, Browns at Packers.
I mean, you got to take the Packers. They're the hotter team right now. Browns, you don't know what you're going to get with what players, who the players even are playing. And it's a no-brainer. I mean, literally, they're Green Bay's 7.5-point favorites at this point. It's not looking good for Cleveland fans and their shot at playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to not let my homer self do this, but I'm kind of leaning towards, but I really don't think it's going to happen, so I'm going to have to go with the Green Bay Packers in this.
Yeah.
I know Maddie's going to hate me for that, but she's a total homer than I am. Then the next game is Colts at Cardinals.
I'm going to take the upside here. I'm taking the Colts in this one. They're harder team. Cardinals are struggling a lot lately. And if the last performance was anything, I don't got much faith in Cliff Kingsbury and his ability to coach a game anymore. Or I never really did. I think it was all just the players. And now that they're all kind of falling apart, he's struggling a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Colts, too. I mean, they're the hotter team right now. You look at the performance by Jonathan Aaron and Cardinals coming off a very upsetting loss to the Lions. And, you know, this Colts team's looking much better. And the Cardinals, you know, it was like a winnable game they had last week. And they absolutely just flat out, you know, just hot-dogged it pretty much, thinking that they were just, you know, we're better than them. And
yeah.
Lions. But speaking of the Lions, going on to Sunday's game, now they take on the Falcons. I think I already know who you're going with.
Obviously, I'm taking the Lions. I'm just kidding. I'm taking Atlanta. Our playoff hopes are still alive somehow. Nowhere did I ever think we were going to be this close to the playoffs. So, you know, good for Arthur Smith. We're probably going to be getting a new quarterback soon. Because despite the fact that Ryan is still putting up decent numbers, it's probably time to find. We don't want to be stuck like Pittsburgh and have no replacement, or like Green Bay and have a terrible successor. No offense to Josh Rosen.
Yes, I'm actually going with the Lions in this one.
That's fair.
You know, yeah. Falcons haven't been that, you know, that consistent. I mean, the Lions went off that amazing win against the Cardinals last week, so. I'm going to have to get my credit. I want to see if the Lions can get the
Don't forget, last time the Lions won, they got blown out by Denver.
Oh, yeah.
Week after.
Chill. Moving on to the next game, Ravens at Bengals, AFC North matchup. Winner of this game pretty much is the division.
They control their own destiny after that. And I'm thinking Bengals.
Yeah, I'm saying Bengals, too. I mean, the Ravens haven't played good with Tyler Huntley at quarterback, but, you know, now Lamar Jackson's kind of really messing up. I think the Bengals have a much better defense. They're more healthy than the Ravens, too.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens banged up, just mostly with injuries, mainly.
It's going to be interesting, because I remember I saw something for the Ravens. They're a secondary. A bunch of backups right there.
Yeah, and just look at who the Bengals have at receivers with Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and
Tyler. Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
Yes. Next game, Rams at Vikings. potential to think this will be a good game, actually.
It has potential. I hope it lives up, but I'm getting to stick with my guns. I said Rams win the Super Bowl in the offseason. I'm going to stick with that. The Rams are winning this.
Yeah, I have a feeling the Rams are going to win this one, too. I mean, both teams coming off wins, but I give credit to the Rams on the road.
Yeah.
Next game, Bills at Patriots. Bills coming off a win last week. Patriots coming off a loss to the Colts. Who you got in this one?
So last time New England won, and they only had to throw the ball three times. I'm going to assume they're not going to be in the same weather conditions as last time, for obvious reasons. But if I had to take a team, I'm going to go with the Bills this time. I'm going to take the upset here and take the Bills.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Bills too. I'm feeling, you know, much needed win they need to have against New England. I mean, the Patriots, you know, they're still trying to get that AFC East crown. I think the Bills really want it bad and show them that, hey, we can beat the Patriots even when they're good.
Yeah. Bills must win this game if they want a shot at the division. If they don't, it's pretty much over at this point. I don't think it'll be possible for them to even win it if they went out and steal and the Patriots lose out.
Yes. Next game, very terrible game to watch. Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the New York Jets. You know, it's these dumpster fire games. Who do you got?
Oh, Jets.
I'll go with the J-E-T-S, too. Moving on to the next one. Giants at Eagles.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I got Eagles. I mean, maybe I'd take the Giants to Jay Fromm starting because that's a better quarterback. That's a quarterback right there.
Yeah, I'm going with the Eagles in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Buccaneers at Panthers. Buccaneers getting back Antonio Brown in this one, but they lost Chris Godwin. I'm going to still have to go with Tampa.
I'm going to go Tampa, too. I don't have faith in the Panthers anymore. I mean, I barely had any to begin with, but...
Next one should be an easy one. Chargers taking on the Texans. Just give me the Chargers.
Yeah, I mean, does anybody really truly want to take the Texans in this matchup? Probably not.
Yeah. Moving on, next game, Bears at Seahawks.
This one's interesting for the opposite reason that most people would have thought, because both teams are bad. I'm going to take the upset here, and I'm going to take the Bears.
I'm going to disagree on that. I'm going to take the Seahawks, I think, because, you know, they play better at home in Seattle.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair, but at the same time, neither of these two teams are playing particularly well, so it's hard to guess.
Yes. Next game, Steelers at Chiefs.
It's hard to guess and say right now because we don't know what players are going to make it for the Chiefs. So I know they're missing, as of right now, both Hill and Kelsey are out. But I have more faith in Patty than I do in Ben. I'm going to take the Chiefs still, but it's a hesitant Chiefs due to COVID right now.
I'll agree with you on that one. I still will go with the Chiefs, even though they're down a lot, but it's just because you have more faith in Patrick Mahomes. And they still have Clyde Edwards-Harris, so
yeah,
plus side for them. Then moving on to the next game, Broncos taking on the Raiders. Both teams are 7-7 in for the AFC West. They're still in playoff contention, both these teams somehow. But I'm going to have to go with the Raiders in this one. And I think that win over Cleveland really boosts their confidence. And, you know, they seem really to just want to keep on winning this one.
I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to take the Broncos. I want to have a little faith in them just for Teddy's sake. But I don't think either of these two teams are making the playoffs. Despite the winner.
Here you go, Nat. Next, Sunday Night Football, Washington at Dallas.
It depends on who's the quarterback for Washington for me. I think they could easily get the win against Dallas. despite being heavy underdogs. But if it's Gilbert, you got to take the Cowboys.
Yes, Cowboys too. And no certain yet, but let's just do Monday Night Football, Dolphins at Saints.
It could be interesting. I'm going to take the Saints, though. I'm going to ride the hot hand of Hill. Taysom Hill.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Dolphins. Just they've been on the hot hand just towards the end of the season. I mean, the Saints, I don't know how much you can really still trust Taysom Hill at quarterback.
No, I agree. But at the same time, they do have Alvin Kamara, and they do have Mark Ingram in the backfield, and that's still a pretty good backfield for him to have as a backup plan.
Yes. And with that, moving on to everyone's favorite segment.
What are you doing, drunkie? Drunkie
of the week. And Jake, do you have a drunkie notice or anything?
I'm going to go with the Arizona Cardinals for dropping the ball big time and losing to the Detroit Lions.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you can't do much worse than that. Which, good for the Lions, bad for the Cardinals, good for the Rams.
Yeah, I agree on that. And my drunkie, I might just have to say, it's going to be the biggest pain ever since 2020, a COVID really messing up everything, and especially for the Browns and so many other teams, and now you're seeing it in college football bowl games and stuff.
Yeah.
I think we've all had enough of this, and, you know, cases are going up now, and, you know, I'm fully vaccinated and everything, but I just got reported that some people at my work got COVID, and I have to get tested now. So I don't know where I'm at right now. I'm just letting you know I don't have COVID that I know of, but if I get tested positive, it's going to be a very different holidays for me.
Yeah, because despite being vaccinated, you could still easily get it just like everyone else.
Yes, that is. All right, Jake, thanks for coming on to this episode of Pass Back. So I'll have you on for future episodes too. Remember, follow us on Twitter at @pass_the_Mike, and Instagram, Facebook at Pass Mike Sports. Jake, you want to put out your socials?
No, I'm good.
You good? All right, Jake.
Maybe later.
Okay.
I learned one thing since I've been here. You gotta fight for your right to fight!